In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. This morning, I want to begin by my sermon about talking about one of my little kids. I'm actually going to talk a little bit about Lucia this morning and something that recently happened in her little life. About a month or so ago, we had the wonderful parent-teacher conferences. And we met with Lucia's teachers, and thank God, we were told, we got a good report. We were told that Lucia is doing very well, but there's one thing that Lucia does need to work on. Teacher told us that she needs to work on her sight words. Now, sight words are those words that you see frequently, right? And they're words that you should have memorized. So we thought with the teacher, well, what are we going to do? And Presbytera came up with the idea to take these sight words and to put them on sticky notes. And then to put them in an area where Lucia goes to the most. So the place we decided to put these words were the pantry, where we keep all the snacks. So we put them on the sticky notes, we put them on the door there, and lo and behold, Lucia is doing much better. Why? Because she sees them often, right? And before she goes into the pantry, she has to look at the words and she has to read them. And it's working. And the same thing happens within our spiritual life as well, right? Because when we practice things, when we do things over and over again, they begin to sink into our hearts. Over and over again, we see this in the scriptures that Christ is telling us the things that we have to do. And he does this first and foremost through his actions. He shows us what we must do. And not only that, he also tells us how we are to do them as well. And this morning's reading is no different. This morning, our Lord is telling us that we are to be loving. And he is showing us this through his act of compassion for the woman who was ill for 18 years. This morning, it's important for us to consider Christ's action of love and compassion as something that is our calling as well. So let us consider how we can do this daily in our lives. So our reading this morning comes from St. Luke's Gospel, and it begins with Christ being in the synagogue, and he is there on the Sabbath. And while he's in the synagogue, he sees this woman who is ill, and she comes in. The scripture tells us that she was bent over, and she suffered this way for 18 long years. So what does our Lord do? He practices what he is. He practices love. He calls to her and says, "Woman, you are freed from your infirmity." He lays his hands upon her, and the scriptures say that immediately she was made straight, and she rose and she praised God. Then we see something else happen. The leader of the synagogue sees this miracle. He sees this healing. He sees this great act of love, and he gets upset. He gets upset because Christ just healed on the Sabbath, something that they say he was not supposed to do. But what does Christ do with him? Well, he shows him love as well. Maybe not the same kind of love that he showed the woman, but it was an act of love. He scolds the leader and reminds him that he does show compassion and love on the Sabbath, but he does this for his livestock. So why not, our Lord is telling him, show the same kind of love for your fellow human beings as well. One priest put it this way. He said, in this little story, Jesus reveals his cosmic nature. His presence is a healing presence to both the woman and the leader, and its nature is, as always, love. He loved her by healing her, and he loved the leader of that synagogue by teaching him what he is supposed to do. He teaches him by showing him how he is supposed to live the scriptures and the traditions that he holds on to so dearly. The bottom line is that one of the things the scriptures tells us is that we must follow Christ in order to become like him. It is no longer I who lives, says St. Paul, but Christ Jesus who lives in me. And this will only happen when we remember to put into practice the things we read about in the scriptures. Now, last week in our Bible study and also in our Friday discussion, I seemed to be focused on one person, on one personality in our church, and that was St. Nicholas. I believe I did that because we celebrated his feast on Friday, on December 6th. And in some of our conversations, I kept asking, what makes him so special? What is it about St. Nicholas that continues to be something that all of us are drawn to in our society? Well, it's not so much because of anything that he wrote, because we all know that St. Nicholas never wrote a thing. In the end, it's basically because how St. Nicholas lived and how he loved. Because St. Nicholas was truly good. Now, when I say good, it's not in the same way that I see myself, because in reality, at my best, I'm only pretty good or maybe even kind of good, but I'm certainly not good in the way the saints and Christ are good. St. Nicholas achieved a divine goodness. How did he do this? Well, by practice. He lived a life focused on Christ, and he loved daily. St. Francis of Assisi once said, "You learn to speak by speaking, to study by studying, to run by running, to work by working, and just so you learn to love by loving." In order to be like Christ, we have to love. And in order to do that, we just have to do it. To learn to love means to practice it. But it's not always easy. No, it's not easy to love those who we disagree with and still disagree with them. It's not easy to love those who may not like us too much. But Christ tells us, with man, things like this might be hard or even impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Christ came to make the impossible possible. Christ came as a child so we could become like him. In the Gospel of St. John, he tells us, "For I have given you an example that you should do just as I have done." And what did he do? He loved. "And walk in love," says St. Paul, "just as Christ loved." My friends and my family in Christ, we are in a wonderful time of the year, a time where we are asked to consider the birth of our Lord and Savior, a birth that has given us great potential to be just like him. For that to happen, though, we have to practice all the things that he has taught us, and we must keep practicing to love. Let us look to him and the saints as the prime example for how to do this, especially in this time of the year. Let us consider areas in our lives where we might need to be a little bit more loving as Christ did, in order that we can become what he created us to be, like him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.